Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Shani. May I have your zip code to locate an account?
Sure. It's 63034.
Thank
you.
How are you
this
name?
Morning?
April.
Good.
Thank you for asking.
April Jackson.
Okay,
what company is this, Shana? That is what company is this, first of all?
I have to locate an account for you.
Okay,
you've contacted a third-party call center, so we handle a lot of online companies and their vendors' accounts.
Okay.
I have located an account associated with your name. Can you confirm your address for me?
Yeah, 3702 Philip Meadows Court, Florissant, Missouri, 63034.
Okay, thank you. This is with the Wi-Fi booster that was ordered back in January. What happened when you placed the order? The 745 was just the shipping. The Wi-Fi booster was a welcoming offer to join the Factory Direct Online Savings Store. It is a monthly subscription for $49.97. But
that's
each month with the charge, it provides your account with a $125 gift card that's sent to your email. So that way you can shop at our online consumer gadget store to purchase similar items.
I didn't sign up for none of that. I just bought this one purchase. That's it for $7.45. What's the name of the store? What's the name of the company?
This is Factory Direct Store. But there were some terms and conditions in agreement with you just paying the shipping that if you didn't cancel out the membership within 48 hours, it charged you monthly for the membership fee.
Okay, but you said you're saying it kind of fast, so I'm trying to write what you're saying, and you're saying faster what direct
store? No, ma'am.
Store?
It's Factory Direct
Factory.
Store.
Mm-hmm. Factory Direct
Store, yes,
store.
Ma'am.
And what's the address?
We're an online service only, so we don't have a physical address.
Factory Direct Store, and is there any other name that you all go by?
Probably what you're seeing on your billing as far as the charge, that's going to be called a merchant ID. Due to the fact that the company sells multiple products, the charge might not fall under the name of what you've ordered.
Oh, because that's what I'm looking. Okay, so how do I cancel this?
I'll be glad to take care of that for you.
Okay, thank you so much.
No problem. That cancellation will take effect immediately and prevent all future charges for you. And I have a confirmation number of that cancel. Just let me know when you're ready to write it down.
I'm ready.
259.
Mm-hmm.
234.
Mm-hmm.
660.
Okay, 259-234-660.
Correct.
Okay. Now, I did not sign up for this. I never did check any boxes or anything that said I wanted this service. I just bought that 745 product. So how do I go back and get a refund? Because I did not sign up for this.
Okay.
The product didn't even work. The little booster thing they sent never worked. I never even plugged it up because it never, ever even would work, would come on or anything.
Okay. Well, I understand what you're saying as far as you didn't agree to these charges, but unfortunately, in order to proceed with the order, you do have to check off verifying that you read and understood your terms of canceling out. So that's why your card was automatically charged each month. The charges are valid. The most that I could do for you is a 35% courtesy refund for your latest charge.
How do I file a complaint with the Better Business Bureau?
You're welcome to do that, but also once you do file the complaint, we have to, you know, send over your account because they're going to want to investigate as well. But unfortunately, that agreement was in place. That's how we were all able to bill you automatically.
What I'm saying, Shane, is this is fraudulent. Listen to what I'm saying. I understand what you're saying. What I'm saying is this is fraudulent. When I checked off nowhere on anything, I clearly remember ordering this little gadget. It was a little bitty thing that said it was a Wi-Fi booster. I checked it. I put it in. It was nowhere on that when I paid for this. There was nothing. What I'm saying that the customer can see, there's nothing that says it's recurrent. There's nothing that says it's ongoing. What I'm saying, all of this is fraudulent activity. And so anyway, how do I identify you all so I can file with the Better Business Bureau? That's what I'm just trying to get to.
You can put in Factory Direct Store. I can also provide you with the website as well.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead.
No problem. The website is going to be trendydiscountgoods.com.
Okay, hold on. Trendy, T-R-E-N-D-Y.
Mm-hmm. Discount. Goods.
And it's one word.
Correct.
Mean one all together. Goods,
mm-hmm.
G-O-O-D with an S.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And
dot
is
com.
It like dot com. Okay. Any other identifying, like any business number, like doing business as number, like they...
No, ma'am. Also, we did send some information to your email when you originally ordered the Wi-Fi booster as far as explaining the welcoming offer. And also, we were sending the gift cards to your email also. Well, you do have that information in your email, and the email that we sent it to is going to be Chelsea, B-E-L-L-Y, at sbcglobal.net.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's my email. Yep, but I did not sign up for any of this. So, of course, this email probably went to spam, so the fact that you all sent it, you know, since I wasn't even expecting it, I'm sure it went to spam. I never even received any email. I never received $120 gift card, whatever you're – like that gift card you're referring to, I never received that. You could look and see that I never opened it, never didn't even know something like that was coming because I didn't even know I signed up for it because I didn't sign up for it because it's fraudulent. Now, they may have it on their end. When we buy these purchases, then they click, and bam, you know, they attach whatever their little agreement is that you're signing up for a recurrent. But from what I saw, I know I did not sign up for a recurrent anything because I'm not on the Internet like that. I'm older. Like older, and I use my internet just for like browsing and, you know, like if I need to pay my bills. I'm not even like on like the computer where I may get on the computer a couple times a week. So I know, I just thought, well, maybe this would give me a little bit more reception in my house. And at 7:45, I thought, oh, that's a pretty good deal. But heck, I didn't know it was a gimmick, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, well, I never used any of that. I never used it. You can look and see. I never even heard about a $120 gift card or $120 whatever. I never used any of it. I've never seen any of it. It's all just a gimmick, is what I'm saying. It's just, they're just being fraudulent with customers.
Okay. Well, let me place you on a brief hold. I'll speak with my supervisor about your account to see what else they can do for you.
Okay. Thank you so much for helping me. And tell her, can you tell them to look at the account and they can see I've never touched a gift card. I've never even opened an email. Didn't even know I had an email from you all. Didn't even know. And I clearly did not sign up for this. That's the main point, though.
Well, give me just a moment. I'm going to place you on hold, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And my supervisor is looking at your account, and I'll be just in another moment, okay?
Thank you so much for helping me. I really appreciate it.
No problem.
Fixed income, and I don't have, like, extra money. That's why I'm real careful. And I thought, well, if I could get it for $7.45, I could afford that. But I'm a senior. I have a fixed income. I don't have, like, extra money. So all my little money, it matters. And so when I start seeing these charges, I'm like, what the heck is this?
All right. Give me just another moment, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Okay, Ms. Jackson, I appreciate you being patient. My supervisor, unfortunately, she was in agreement as far as those terms. That's why you were being billed each month. The only thing that she was able to do was issue a one-time courtesy refund of your March charge in full for $56.95.
Okay, and so to file a complaint with the Better Business Bureau, I just need to tell them the company name is TrendyDiscountGoods.com, but it's no address, and just this is the only phone number, just 855, or is there another number I could put in for them?
You can give them the customer service number.
Okay,
What I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to transfer you over to the supervisor so they can explain it to you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, I'm going to place you on a brief hold, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, I'm going to get you transferred over to my supervisor, Ms. Takinya, and
okay. She's
going to further assist you. So I'm going to place you on a brief hold. You'll hear some silence, but I do want to thank you for calling customer service. Just hold the line for me, okay?
Thanks for your help. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.